We're learning Torah Samech Vav, okay? Everyone have, there's a few svarim you can share. Okay, so it says like this. Vehi pi shnaim barucha elai. Vayomer chulu im tera oti lukach mitcha yehi lachachem. So basically it's talking about when Eliyahu Navi was passing away, Elisha, his main student, was with him. And he said basically, as I pass away, I'm able to give you double the amount of my own spirit, of my own power. So you give like a double shot into Elisha. Okay, so how do you do that? What does that mean? So it says like this. V'hina nitkayem achakach be'Elisha pishnayim. Elisha was able to have double the amount what Eliyahu had. Okay, Eliyahu was one of the greatest souls, as we brought down in Sfarim. Also, Samuvav talks about like Eliyahu, he came to the world to completely refine his body. And he did it to such a point that he didn't have to get a burial. He went straight up to heaven because his body was completely refined. As opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu, he came to the world to refine his soul. And as a result, his body was refined, but his soul was more refined. And therefore, Hashem buried him. Okay, but Eliyahu Navi refined his body so much that it became spiritual to a point where he just went up to heaven. Okay, so he gave double his powers to Elisha. Okay. So it says, what turns out from this is that Elisha was able to pray with Kavana more than Eliyahu. Why? So it says, Kikol anisim vagdolot sha'asa Elisha, all the miracles and the great things Elisha did, kulam hayu al yedei tefila, everything was through prayer as the main weapon that a person has. Kmo shomu retenu zichronom levracha, as the sages say in Masechet Megillah, ala pasuk, Saprana li et kol gdolot asher asa Elisha. Tell me all the great things that Elisha did. And then it says, Elisha ki aved betfilahu de'aved. Elisha, when he did these things, he did it with tefillah. So all the greatness and the miracles he did was through his tefillah. So therefore, the double power that he received from Eliyahu was, you know, a big majority part of it was his ability to pray with kavana and mamshich things and make miracles and all these things through his tefillah. Vida she'if she'efshar she'yet talmid gadol me'arav. It's a concept that the student can be greater than the teacher. Tahinu she'yet lo pishnayim kirabo. It'll have double the amount of what his teacher has. Afo pichen hakol yeh b'kocho she'o rabo. Nonetheless, his power will be in the power of the teacher. Okay. V'ze b'chinat. Vihina pishnaim brucha alai, as it means you'll have double the spirit to me. Beruchacha, in his spirit, meaning in the spirit of Eliyahu, that's what caused Elisha to have a double spirit. Sh'al yidei bichinat ruach atzmo she'Eliyahu rabah, through the spirit of Eliyahu's teacher, yelo pishnaim komot, I'll have double the amount like him. Ki ita, because it says, she'esh la tzarik bichinat shnei ruchot. A tzaddik has two spirits, ruach de le'ela and ruach de le'tata, the higher spirit and the lower spirit. Okay, the higher spirit is the concept of his connection with Olam Haba, as we're going to see. And the lower spirit is connection with Olam Hazeh. So the tzaddik has a full connection to both. It's going to talk about later on the Torah, how a person is able to make that connection properly in his own life, in this way, okay? As it says, ela tolot noach, noach. It says noach twice, so it says noach le'ela, noach le'tata. The Noach of above and the Noach of below. Okay, as it says in the Zohar, on this Pasuk. it says, Le'ze l'shono, lama Noach tre zimna. Why does it say Noach two times? Ela kol tzadik b'tzadik di ba'alma, it le trein ruchim. The Zohar says, every tzadik that's in this world has two spirits. Ruchachad ba'alma dein, v'ruchachad ba'alma d'ati. One ruach in this world, and one ruach in the next world. V'hachi tishkach b'chulat tzadike ayin sham. And this you'll find in every tzadik has both ruchas. Okay? Da'ayinu shesh lo b'chinat chiyut lemayla v'chiyut lemata. He has a life force above and a life force below. V'avruach v'chayut shalemayla, the spirit and the life force above, hu gadol me'od me'od, is very, very big. The students that are connected to a certain tzaddik, they're from one source. Rak shehem tulin bo kanafim ba'ilan, but they're connected and dependent upon him like branches of a tree. Va'ilan yonek chiyuto meshorsho, and the tree gets his life force from its source, the roots. Vanafim unkin chiyut derech ha'ilan, and then the branches get from the tree. V'yesh b'ze kama b'chinat. We have a couple different levels here. Yesh talmidim shem b'chinat anafim, v'yesh shehem b'chinat alim. Some students are considered branches, some students are considered leaves. Okay, the leaves have less life force than the branches. They're like the fruits of the fruits, kind of. V'chin b'shari b'chinat, and also all the other levels. Okay, now, v'bishat histalkut the tzarik, when the tzarik is passing away, histalkut comes the word rising up, which means his soul is now rising up to the next world. At that moment, he's able to understand much more than what he understood in his life, because his spirit is now, like the ruach de la'ela, the higher spirit, is being revealed in a much stronger way. It's pulling his soul to be connected to above, so now he's getting a shefa from above to understand much greater things, because ruach de la'ela is much more powerful at the moment when he's leaving. Kol echad lefi madrego, to everyone according to their level. Okay, as we know, like the Rashbi called all his friends the day before he passed away, he got so much asagas. A lot of tzaddikim said, you know, also the Alter Rebbe before he passed away, he said 3 days before he was able to see the letters and all the different things. See Shulchan giving this life for us. All these different things we see. Kmo asher betzino bo Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai v'bereinu HaKadosh b'shar tzaddikim. Okay, Rabbi HaKadosh means Rabbi Yehuda Nasi here, right? And also other tzaddikim. V'da, shezeu al yedei shebishat yistalkut azay yored uva lemata b'chinat haruach v'chiyot ha'le'ela. At the moment of the tzaddik's passing, his spirit from above starts descending down here. V'azay nitchabkin v'nitachdim yachar, and then it starts uniting with him. V'aruach haruach t'latata y'meruach t'le'ela. So his lower spirit starts uniting with his upper spirit. Ki ba'emet shneim echad. In truth, they are all one thing. Okay, we're going to see why they're one thing. It has to do with potential and actual. In their source, they're one. But when they come down, they're split. It's potechet yadecha. The hands represent potential. Actually, we're going to see later on how it connects, okay?
Patach, right?
Patach is the cut. Yeah, potech means the opener, cut. And yud, we're going to see it's like the concept of these things. Okay, now ki ba'emet shneim echad. Really, they're both one thing. V'techech keshenit ganin zeleze. So right away, when they get revealed to each other, nit achdin meod ba'achdut gadol. They unite in a very great unity. V'machamet she haruach de la'ela ena yachol liot b'ze olam. Since the higher spirit cannot be in this world, ki tiv o ena yachol izbol klal ze olam. Okay, the nature of your higher spirit cannot take this world, because you know the world's alma de shikra, it's a world of lies, you know. For example, as we see in Shari Kedusha, from it says the people that are below in this world, they're on top of the next world. That's why Yecheskel Anavi, his last name was Ben Buzi, means the son of the embarrassed one. Because in this world he's embarrassed, but in the next world he's beyond everyone else. Okay. Also said the Prima Gadim, okay, is one of the great commentaries in the Shulchan Aruch. He was a school teacher. Okay. People didn't recognize him in this world. He's just like a simple guy, like teaching kids, you know. And but in the next world, obviously, he's like really great. So it's like opposite to this world. So your higher spirit.
Joe Biden.
What about him?
Oh.
This world, he looks great. In the next world,
he's gonna be sane. Yeah, in the next world.
He looks great.
He looks so great.
He doesn't look great. He's got trade Gehenim. He got two Gehenims. This world and next world. Okay.
Pishnaim
Gehenim. Yeah. He got.
Because the stuff is with Donald Trump.
Actually, it's true because Donald Trump is being like ragged on, but he's actually doing like a lot of good.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah. Okay, so al ken nistalek la'ela. So since the higher spirit is now revealing down to him, and the higher spirit cannot contain this, cannot unite with this world. So therefore, the lower spirit now unites the higher spirit, and he leaves this world. Okay, everyone got that? Al yedeizeh nistalek a tzaddik. So through this, a tzaddik goes. And he rises up, meaning his soul leaves the body, okay? Ki kishnistalek lamala ruach anal. So when his spirit goes up, nistalek imo ruach tlatata, the lower spirit goes up with it. Mechamet shenit achdu me'od ba'achdut gadol kanal, because they united in this great unity, as we just explained.
That's the way lightning works.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell us what you mean.
There's a charge coming from the bottom. That when this comes down, then it
interesting.
That's
interesting.
It's just like,
right, you don't want to be next to metal things when it's storming outside. tall metal objects.
You don't want to be next.
Don't want to, yeah. Al ken hu davar gadol me'od. Therefore, it's a very big thing. Liot b'shat histalkut tzadik. So, being at the moment, being there in front of the tzadik when he's passing is a very great event, because now his ruach d'le'ela is coming down and revealing itself. Okay. Afilo misha eno talmido. Even if someone's not a student, it's still a great time. It's brought down. There's two chapters in Tanya, in Girsa Kodesh, chapter 27, 28. They bring from Zohar this concept. At the moment of the Stalkus of Tzadik, all of his avodah is revealed at that moment. Okay, that's the concept of the Ruach, the Eilat coming down. So it's a great event, obviously, to be there.
Okay, Muhammad, so the upper Ruach is coming down to this world,
and it's taking his lower Ruach up, but it's a big revelation of the Ruach in the moment of how
you're there, if you're present.
If you're present, you're going to get a certain double, you're going to get some of the Ruach there.
So if you're a student, to that level, and then you could be up there operating in this world.
Yeah, so the concept is, we're going to see later on, is that a person could do certain things in order to mamshich things in the world through his connection to the higher worlds. And so when you're there at the moment where the tzaddik's passing, you get a pishnayim, you get a double power from what's coming down. You can receive that energy coming down, okay?
Right, and it's not really double what the tzaddik has, but it's double of his ruach to the sata, which what he was able to give to the world.
No, it's double what he has. No,
even
no.
Double the ruach to the ilah?
Now the reason is, I'll explain because really the student, even though he's on a lower level, but his shoresh is higher. So there's a concept that they could reach a higher place.
Because his shoresh was with the tzaddiks.
Shoresh is in a way, we see like, in certain ways. It's a whole.
It's double because potentially he has probably four times as much power within, but only one
revealed.
Is revealed.
Could be, yeah.
He's got double within him, which he's capable of giving.
Could be, yeah. Could be, that's the thing.
He
wasn't
able to be relieved while he was alive, but
it could be revealed.
Sitting on his
teacher's shoulders.
It's still from him.
But the student basically has to be able to follow his teacher in a full way. But let's say a student could be like a Baal Tshuva, or we see like Gary and like Rabbi Akiva, and they come with like more energy than the guy who's been born into the system. But the only way for him to reach a madriga is by listening to the people that already know the system and teaching him. But basically, since he becomes his student, he's able to receive from him, but he's actually able to get more because his shoresh could be higher. There's such a concept like that.
I think there was a thing with the Arizal and the...
who's the student of...
He came in this world for him, and he came...
Exactly. Rav Chaim Vital was supposed to be Mashiach.
Right.
Okay? So not the Arizal, Rav Chaim Vital was Mashiach.
Yeah,
There was some event in Jerusalem where he did something and it basically messed it up and he couldn't be Mashiach. I forget the whole story. Something with water. I don't remember the story.
What is the one where he said, let's go to Yerushalayim and the requirement?
There's something with water. I forget what it was. Anyone know the story? And then he messed something up and then he's not going to have Mashiach. I think Ari is always supposed to be Mashiach ben Yehuda and Rav Chaim Vital was Yosef.
Were they supposed to transcend from Tzfat to Yerushalayim and with a minion, and they came back right before Shabbat and they said, we're going to spend Shabbat in Yerushalayim?
Our wives want us to stay there.
Yeah.
No, I thought that's a different story. It's
wives
different.
Go to ruin everything again. Okay.
Yeah.
This is being recorded.
Love? Yeah, okay, fine. Let's continue.
Hey, we can mess it up more than one way. There's many ways.
There's many ways to mess it up, okay? So anyways, the student was supposed to be Mashiach. It's recording. The student could be the Mashiach. There's always a teacher-student relationship with him, Torah. You see all the time. Teacher-student. And it's always a student, because the student is able to take what the teacher has and bring it out to the world. That's the student's ability. Bring it into writing, bring it into the world. And the teacher has the great das, the right, like Moshe and Yoshua, okay? It's the sun and the moon. They're completely different. But Yeshua had to go into Israel, had to conquer the land, had to be there for the people. Talk about the problems. Like, Moshe was like beyond all those things in a way, you know? Because he had real das and elokus. He's the highest prophet ever existed. Okay. Since this high spirit is coming to reveal itself down here, nimtza shnitka le'az ha'ara gdola me'od, a very great ha'ara, a ray of this light is revealed. Al ken hi tova gdola lekol mi shnimtza sham az. It's a great goodness for anyone who's found there. V'hu tova lahem la'arichat yamim, and it's good for you for the lengthening of your days. as the sages say in Masechet Chagiga, there's a pasuk that says, "Vayichi od lenetzach." He lived more forever. Ki recha chamim yamutu, because he saw the wise that died. Okay, so since he saw the wise that died, he was there at the moment of these talkos. Therefore, he has life forever, lengthens his life. Aval talmidim magia haragdula meod az biyoter. But the talmidim, they're able to get even a stronger ray of this light at the moment of the passing. Ki mechama chem tluyim ba tzadik, since they are connected to the tzadik, v'yonkin meshosh echad, and they are yonkin, they're receiving from that same source. Nimtza shezeh achiyut ela. So that's the life force from above. Hu chiyutam mamash, is their life force too. So meaning, the students connected to the tzadik's ruach is coming down from above. Therefore, the students are able to receive that energy inside of them. They're uniting with this ruach in a great unity. Because it's their life force and their spirit. And if they're zoche, if they're meritous, they receive double the ruach. Because the tzaddik, that his time has come to reach the, when he has to leave the world, the way he leaves the world is by connecting with his upper spirit that's coming down. But the students, their time didn't come yet. Their ruach from above stays with them. With the great connection that they united with the spirit below. Because they cannot be separated from each other. So which means that the tzaddik, his ruach is being revealed, and he's passing through the world. But that revelation of that spirit is uniting with the student spirit below, but they're staying in the world. So they get like a double ruach. We're going to see what you could do with this ruach. How does it affect you? And also, how to do it, even if the tzaddik's not passing in front of you. Like, how do you connect with this concept? We're going to talk about that. Nimtza shatzarik nistalek al yedei zeh. The tzarik passes through this ruach. Al yedei zeh shemoshech imo ruach de la'ela imo ruach de la'tata. Through pulling the ruach from above into his ruach below, that pulls his ruach from below out of his body, and then he connects his ruach from above. V'talmidim magia lahem pishnaim al yedei zeh. But the talmidim, they get double the amount, because that ruach stays with them with the ruach de la'tata. They don't have to leave because of that revelation. Ki nishar etzlam b'chirat ruach de la'ela. Because the ruach from above stays with them. Because it unites with the ruach de la tata. So therefore they have the ruach de la tata and Ela at the same time. And the Ela is not their own, it's from their teacher that they're connected to, that the revelation of that ruach made the teacher pass away, but for the students it stayed with them. Now they get double the amount. The talmidim have a couple different levels. Whoever is united with the tzaddik, like branches to the tree. How do you know the level that you're connected to the tzaddik? So if you're like a branch from a tree, then every time the tzaddik is elevating, you're gonna feel elevation. Whenever it's going down, you're gonna feel going down also. That's how connected you could feel. Even though you're not with him, you feel what's going on because you're completely connected to the life force with the tzaddik. It is proper for the Talmud to feel all the elevations and descents of the Tzaddik. If he's actually united with him properly. Like branches of the tree. Because the branches of the tree feel all the elevations and all the descents of the tree. Alken bekayitzim gdelim, in the summer they're growing, v'yeshlem chiyut, and they have life force. Ki ha'ilan yonech chiyuto meshorsho, because the tree gets its life force from its source, from the roots. Al yedei hagidin sheshba, through the sinews that it has. Shiyonek deach sham chiyuto meshorsho, that it gets from its source. Dainu sheshbo chalalim shiyonek deach sham chiyuto, it has like hollows tubes that from there it sucks its life force from the roots. As we see, like even in halacha, it is There's three different deyas about trees. If it's considered a tree, and the halakha basically is like, what is its state in the winter? And the three opinions are, one of them is if the roots remain in the winter, one of them is if the trunk remains in the winter, and one of them is if the branches remain in the winter. And that's what's considered a tree. That's why, so according from Shulchan Aruch Rav says the branches have to remain in the winter. So therefore, a banana would be a dama, because the branches go away in the winter. But if you said boy pre'et on a banana by accident, then you're still yotzi because according to the other opinions, b'diavad. Okay, that's the concept. But you see that's how they're very connected, all these things. Okay, so al yedei ken bechoref kishenit bayesh halach luchit v'nit kevetz achalalim. So in the winter, the moisture gets dried up and the holes get a little bit like closed off. Okay, so the life force is a lot less. Al yedei ze nit kavtzim kol gam kol anafim. So all the branches also become more like shriveled. V'mechamat ze noflima. And then the leaves fall because of that. V'chein lehefich b'kayitz. And in the summer, it's the opposite. Umi shehu mekushar el tzadik kmo ken. If someone's connected to the tzadik in such a way, da'ayin ushu margish kol ilat v'yodot shel tzadik, he feels all the elevations and descents of the tzadik. Ki yesh kama v'kama b'chinot shel aliyot v'yodot. There's many different types of elevations and descents. Ki yesh kama v'kama b'chinot histalkut. There's many types of histalkut. We're going to explain it. There's histalkut. The general concept of histalkut means the soul is leaving the body and it's rising above. But there's another type we're going to say now. Tiyesh b'chinat histalkut ha-nefesh. V'yesh histalkut ha-shem. So the first type is when the soul rises up and it leaves the body. There's another type where the name rises up. Your name rises up. What does that mean? Shu gam ken b'chinat histalkut. We're going to explain now. Ki ha-shem hu ha-nefesh. The name represents the soul, okay? Why is your name to represent the soul? Because it says, basically, a person's name is what connects your soul to your body in this lifetime. Okay, that's why you have this concept that certain names have certain descriptions and personality that go along with it. Because your name is connected to your soul. Kembavar b'makam acher, shezeh b'chinat mesirat ha-nefesh mamash ayin sham. So over there, it explains the concept of mesirat nefesh. Okay, v'yesh histalkus midarga ledarga. There is a histalkus from level to level. Shu gam ken mechinat histalkus. It's also histalkus. When a person goes up a level, that's considered a histalkus as well. V'talmid shemkushar kol kach. So if a student is very, very connected to his teacher, who is the tzaddik. Shemagish ba'atzmo kol aliyot ve'yirot shel rabba. He feels all the elevations and the sense of his teacher. He's able to get double the spirit when the teacher has these talkus. And that's what it means. Lukach means taken. When you see me taken, which means rising up, his soul's rising up. Me'itcha, from you, what does that mean? Shem'itcha v'atzmecha targish tistalkus. From you, you'll feel the stalkus, you'll feel the passing or the elevating of his soul. Va'az tiskel fishnaim bet histalkus. Then you're going to get double the spirit at the moment of the histalkus. Ki b'chol et shel ha'histalkus me'ezeh b'china shehur. At every moment of the histalkus, whatever level it is, azai hu b'chinat yiridat v'tkalat ruach de la'ela b'chinat kanal. At every moment of the histalkus, we have the higher spirit coming down and revealing itself. But the revelation is in relation to the histalkus. V'bishat histalkus legamrei. So at the moment, so as we said, there's different many levels. Whenever there's like an elevation of the tzaddik, that's a histalkus. Whenever his name is getting great, that's histalkus. So at those moments, a student can receive a pishnaim at those moments. But the greatest form of the histalkus is actually when the full Ruach de la'ela is being revealed and the soul is now uniting back to its source and leaving the body, that's the greatest level of the stalkus. Therefore, the biggest ability to get the Ruach Pishtaim is at that moment. This is what it means, receiving the face of your teacher. You have to always go to receive the face of your teacher. Ki pen ve'ulay achshav u'et shel b'chinat istalkus. Because it could be at this moment, could be the moment of the istalkus. You have to be ready for that moment. V'imiskel kabel az ha'ara gdola b'chinat pishnayim kanal. And maybe you're going to be able to merit, to receive the pishnayim at this moment. V'keshem makabel pishnayim. Now when he received the pishnayim. Azay efshar she'itpalel b'kavana. Now he could pray with true kavana. And he could do like things and righteous things more than your teacher. All this is through the spirit of your teacher, as it says, let there be double spirit to the spirit to me. Okay, so now v'misha eno yodea zot eno yodea Mao Itiryad. Ki Itiryad Hudavar Hidush Kameno Delo Tsimikochalapol. So now he's just saying a footnote, it's actually like a big concept. He says whoever doesn't know this is gonna be a lefty. Okay, because a lefty is someone who can't bring from Koch to Paul. Okay, we're gonna explain a little bit later, but let me give a little instruction to that. Any lefties in the room? Okay, what's a lefty? Basically a lefty is someone who has double potential, because the left hand is potential, but the main thing is the actualization. So actualization comes through connecting with the Ruach Dela'ela, because connected to the Ruach Dela'ela, then you're able to do tefillah, and through tefillah you're able to actualize things. So when someone's a lefty, indication that he has to connect more to the Ruach Dela'ela, and the advice on how to do it is obviously by, you know, this coming to the tzaddik and connected to him to receive his elevations. But there's another way we're going to explain shortly is actually by increasing the mid of emes. And we're going to explain what that means in detail. But by increasing the mid of emes, then a person's able to connect to the Ruach Dela'ela more. And so it says in another sefer that someone who was a lefty means that in his past life he was a theft. Okay, why? Because it means he couldn't bring things into actualization, so you have to... A thief, sorry. He had to steal, because he couldn't bring it to actualization, okay? So the tikkun, obviously every soul has to come to a tikkun. And it says, okay, Rabbi Nachman said that anyone who's connected to him will not leave the world until he comes to his tikkun. So everyone could come to their tikkun of what they need to do. This is one of the big tikkun that everyone has to do, okay? Yeah.
I'm lefty.
So, it's okay, it's okay.
In the previous life, maybe I was a thief, right?
That's what it said.
But it means if you're a right-handed...
Yeah,
you can actualize. Right-handed could actualize things better.
You're still a thief.
now you're a better thief, you know? Now,
they're waiting for the next reincarnation.
And someone's a lefty? It's indication. It's like, it doesn't mean like in a full way. It's some type of indication a person has to like understand. I'm actually lefty with my foot, it's funny enough. I'm like a lefty in soccer.
Yeah, right hand and
other thing. And also frisbee. Frisbee, I'm left-handed.
I'm lefty and
really?
Right in soccer.
We'll talk about that after.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Ambidextrous. It could be a high level thing because it means you're able to tap into both madrigas, the potential and then the actual the ruach del el, the ruach del tap. You're able to do both.
Well, you can escape with both hands.
You're ambidextrous.
One hand, both hands. Oh. I can for draw.
What do you say?
One hand.
It actually, it's good.
Right hand. Right hand. But also, you have people, let's say, in snowboarding or skateboarding, it can be goofy. Yeah. It can be right handed. You know? Goofy is like a lefty type of thing. You know?
I'm also goofy.
Isn't goofy lefty?
Yeah.
I think the normal way is when you put. I don't remember actually.
Right foot
in the front.
Right foot
in the front is goofy.
Yeah.
But isn't the other one's called right normal, right? If you put the left foot in front,
left
is it
forward is normal.
Called normal?
Goofy is
right. Tarach iun for that. Goofy. Okay. I'm normal. My skateboard.
I have my.
Okay. So recap is you get
start with Elisha.
Elisha received double the power of Eliyahu because he was there at the moment of the istalkus. So he was his main student. So anyone who was connected to their teacher who was a tzaddik could receive double the spirit because a tzaddik is the ruach dela'ela, and the person connecting to it, he'll be able to survive with the ruach dela'ela and the ruach dela'ela together. They'll have a double spirit, and he'll be able to actualize things in the world in a deeper way through his tefillah, because double spirit gives you the ability to do tefillah, because the spirit from the La'ilah is connected to Hashem, connected to Amad Ati, the world to come, all these different things. And therefore your tefillah is going to be more proper, so through the proper tefillah you're able to actualize things. Because we believe in the Torah that actualization in life happens through tefillah, as opposed to contrary belief that action makes things happen. The Shulchan Aruch says that's not true. Okay, now in Chassidus, if you look at the beginning of Derech Chaim from the Mitzvah Rabbi, he explains it a little bit more in depth in relation to Inyanim and Parnasa. He says, basically, if a person's serious in his Avodas Hashem and he's doing his Tefillah and his Torah properly, and through that he's having a Ha'ara, Avanira, in his heart throughout his whole day, then he's Nichlal in the concept of Ashkacha Pratis, and therefore his Hishtadlus in the world for his Parnasa is going to come through little, smaller effort. But if someone is not putting effort into his Torah and Tefillah, then he could fall into the hands of Teva, and then his Ishtadlus in the world has to be with many Tachbulot, which means many schemes, and his Chachmud, you have to be thinking about it a lot, and really like figuring out all the schemes in order to get it properly. And if you don't do the schemes, you're not going to get it. But if you do your Torah and Tefillah properly, you don't need any schemes. You're going to get the Bracha without schemes. Because there's a certain amount of Bracha they're able to receive, based on your Tshuva and a Rosh Hashanah and a daily thing, and that bracha come to you in these two different ways. So a person obviously wants to, you shouldn't want to be in Teva. That's not a Jew, like it doesn't make any sense. You can't really fulfill a Torah properly if you fall into Teva, because you'd be too sucked into the world. Therefore you want to be Nichlal Nishkach Pratis in order to get down the bracha without the toil. So and the main toil you're going to do is like this in the tefillah, okay? And the tefillah is going to draw it down. What is it?
What about Yaakov and
Esav? What
about?
Yeah, in
which?
His mother told him this is what to do. It's like he was learning all day. Yeah, that's true. But Yaakov, okay,
but it's all. And with Lot.
No.
Okay, but
not Lot,
but yeah. So sometimes I think when that was a different thing. That was the birthright of all the Jewish people, and it was trying to be taken from the Sitra Achra. So he had to put in. They had to do something. You have to do a Maisa Rav, it's called. You have to do like a great action in order to change things around so that the fate of the Torah goes into the Jewish people.
But it's still
that's scary. Not the part, not, no, I mean,
could be the other way to escape in the Holocaust.
I know, we're talking about this thing, we're talking about Parnasa.
So we're just talking about
Parnasa. One thing that I mentioned, he's talking about only in Yanim and Parnasa. Now, the question is, do you, in order to achieve things in the world, but Yaakov, he achieved a lot of things through his tefillah, as we see many things in the Torah. They achieve it through tefillah, but this, we could discuss each individual thing, but this, whatever had to be done there, had to be done, but we could just, I don't know off by heart all the things, all different concepts, but this is the concept we're bringing down for this Torah, is that things getting drawn into the world could happen through tefillah. And that's why, by the way, he had to trick him to get the tefillah from Yitzchak.
Because the tefillah
from Yitzchak, yeah, because they fought over who's going to get the tefillah from Yitzchak, that tefillah is going to bring down the birthright. So therefore, he had to do some type of a scheme to get, because basically there's a whole discussion why Yitzchak saw the shorish of Esav was higher from Tohu and the shorish of Yaakov from Tikkun. So Yitzchak, for whatever reason, a lot of discussions on it, he thought that Esav was the righteous son. But then Rivka had a higher, in a way, Ruach HaKodesh, and she said, no way, Yaakov got to get it. So she did some type of maaseh. You know, well, actually, he sold the birthright. So actually,
it was already
his. He did it. Like I'm saying, they did it. They did it like a actual contracted agreement on what's going to happen, and therefore he was able to go and take the bracha to get the birthright.
It wasn't really a trick. He just did what he had to do to.
But if you look at the pshat of the in the pshat of the psukim, when Yaakov gets the bracha, he says, "I am your firstborn, Esau." Right, and Rashi says, "I am your firstborn." Who is Esav? Which he says, I am your firstborn at Esav, right? But according to the pshat, it sounds like a scheme. Okay, so I heard a shir on this one time. The answer is, how could Yaakov say something that's not 100% true if he's Yaakov, which is the Ish Emet, you know, he's the man of truth. So the answer is because he put the clothes of Esav on, and only in that way is able to say something that wasn't true. But as long as he's wearing his own clothes, he can't do it, okay?
The clothes of Esav were the clothes that got me from Gan Eden, weren't they?
No, that's because of Yitzchak, you know?
No,
he got it from Nimrod.
Hakol, kol. But he wore the clothes. It's a good question, I'm not sure. But the point is that...
That's why his father said, I smell Gan Eden.
Yeah.
I thought it was in his voice.
It's from Midrash.
Okay, I mean, anyways. Tzarek Iyun in that sugya, but...
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing, yeah. Okay, now we're on Bet. Okay. Ki korem shemotziin mikoch alapol. Before a person takes something from potential to actual, azaya koch vapol nitsharim biyachad. Vein hefreshmanayim, okay? Before you're able to take something from potential to actual, potential and actual are united together. There's no difference between them. Kisaf ma'aseh machshava tefila. The end action is in the original thought. Da'ino kishadam rotzeh la'asot eze davar. You don't live not by it. When a person wants to do something like build a house, okay, he wants to build a house. Tzarech lachshav tefila machshava tov. He has to think in his thoughts, Ech yeh tzira binyan beito. How is this house going to be built? You have to plan it out. Vaz kishenigmar b'machshavato dibut beito. When you finish thinking about how the house should look, azay matchil livnoto. Then he's able to build it. Nimta shesof amayseh b'machshavatchila. The end of the action is in the beginning of thought. So at the when it's in his thought, the actual and potential were one until he put it into action. Before he put it from state of potential to state of actual, the end of the action is connected to the beginning of his thought. There's no difference between them at all. A person has to bring from potential to actual. Niftachin v'nivdalim b'koch al pol. So when you bring from potential to actual, that's where the action, that's the end, that's united with your thought, gets detached, you put into action. Okay? V'yesh hefresh v'hevdel bin tchilat ha-machshava shibichinat koch uvin sof ha-maiseh shibichinat pol. There's a difference between the beginning of thought, which is the potential, to the end of the action, which is actualization. V'zeh b'chinat aleph. This concept of bringing from potential to actual represents aleph.
Okay? Aleph energy?
Alt energy. Now, by the way, alt energy is a pasuk in Tehillim. It says Behemot Mehare Aleph. Tehillim Nun. Okay, it says the mountains of Aleph. Okay, and explains there that in the mountains of Aleph there exist animals from before the sin of Adam and Rishon that only eat food that had Meisr done to them.
Whoa.
And who had one of these animals? Pinchas ben Yair. His donkey came from that place.
Pinchas.
Pinchas ben Yair was a follower of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. His father-in-law was Pinchas ben Yair. He had an animal from Har Aleph.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Right here, in northern Israel.
Somewhere here, we gotta find it.
One of these days.
Is it a white donkey?
It's Tehillim Nun. You see it there, yeah.
Who brings it down? That's the ancient creature.
I saw it in Torah's Chaim from the Mitzvah, but it's probably from Midrash.
Whoa.
It's probably from Midrash.
Is it a white donkey?
That's one of that one.
So a donkey is one of the animals there, you know. So we actually learned it at the beginning of the year. We learned the Torah. Yeah, I actually did a hike to Amuga a couple of days ago.
You did what?
I hiked to Amuga, and they were like in the middle of the hike. All of a sudden, it's like cow appeared and started like leading us.
What is it?
And straight, and then it's like walked away. And some cow just like came. Maybe it was from the heart. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just joking. It's just like cool. It's like a mystical kind of place. And these cows are walking. It's like funny. Okay, so why is it Aleph? Okay.
They'd be able to talk to you if they were from that.
Yeah, probably. Check what he's eating, you know, which herbs he's eating. Ki Aleph, Hishtei Yudin. Aleph has two yuds, the top and the bottom are yuds, okay? Vav Ba'emzen has a vav in the middle, which is the concept of a patach. Okay, patach is the vowel sign, it looks like a vav, just like that, it's called a patach. Okay? Ve'elu Shnei Yudin, Hem Bechinat Yud Barosh V'Besof. It's a yud at the beginning and yud at the end, which represent potential and actual. So yud is potential. The vav is the patach, and the other yod is actualization. Okay, now patach, she learned in the Kabbalah, it says each one of the vowels represent a sphera. So kamatz represents keter, because kamatz means kmitza, which means contained and hidden. So the head keter is hidden. Okay, patach represents chokhmah. As we learn in this farm, the Rebbe Shab explains that the beginning of the ishtalshus is basically the Chitzonius of Chochmah. Okay? Meaning, within Chochmah you have two madrigas. The inner part of Chochmah It's already beyond the Ishtalshus, which is the concept of Re'iyah, like the Arizal with his dream where on Parshat Balak, where he dreamed a dream in Shabbat afternoon, and his students woke him up and they said, "Whoa, what did you see?" He says, "If I would have to tell you what I saw, it would take me 80 years to write it down." So that's the Pnimius of Chokhmah, which is the concept where a person could see and understand at the same time. So now they're divided, meaning the higher worlds and lower worlds are divided. So you don't have such access to that concept. But the Arizal, he got access to it. And then that's the Pnimius Chokhmah. And then the Chitzonius Chokhmah is the beginning of the Shtalshus, which like ultimately starts in Bina, but it starts at the beginning. The beginning of it is the Chitzonius of Chokhmah. That's the beginning of the within order of the worlds, which is the concept of actualization. Okay, so therefore, the Yud and the Yud represent like the potentials, the higher side, and the actual lower side. In the middle, you have the Vav, which is the Patach, which is Chokhmah. So at the bottom part of the Vav is the Chitzonius of the Vav, which is the beginning of the Shtalshus, which is the beginning of actualization, which is the second Yud. Okay, got everyone clear on that? Draw some pictures later.
wait,
just say that last sentence. So the higher Yud is potential, the higher world.
Yeah.
The Vav is Patach, which is Chokhmah.
Yeah.
So that means the top, like the topper part of the line, that's came to the higher Yud, is the Pnimius Chokhmah, which is beyond the Ishtalshus, and then the other side of the Yud, which is the other side of the line, which is touching the lower Yud, is Chitzonius Chokhmah, which is the beginning of the Ishtalshus, which is the beginning of actualization. So that means the lower Yud is the actualization. Okay, so that's what's going on here. That's why it's a patach, because patach is chokhmah. Okay, now, haynu b'chinat yud shel shem etzev. So this yud is the yud of yud kei vav kei. Shu shem havaya baruchu. Shu yud barosh. Its beginning is yud. Shu b'chinat machshav etchila is the beginning of thought. B'chinat koch, which is the potential. Hashem's thought is the beginning of potential. Okay. V'yud hasheni, the second yud, hu b'chinat yud shel Hakinui is a yud of the name that we call Hashem now. Shehu Shem Adni. We don't say it, obviously, but the way we say Yud Kei Vav Kei now, we say it in the way of, it's called, in the spheres, it's Malchus. Okay? So that's how we say it now. It makes a yichud between the lower and the higher world when you say Hashem's name the way we do it now. So, but now we only connect to that name because we don't have as much of a connection to the higher world as we at one point did, only
yeah,
like
in the Beis
HaMikdash, there's such a revelation, so a person can get that name, and if it's in the Halacha, if you pronounce Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei in the way that they pronounce it in the Kodesh Koshim, you don't get Olam Haba. That's what the Halacha is. Okay, it's a serious thing. You don't get Olam Haba, that's what it says. Obviously you can do Tshuva on it if you did it by accident, but I'm saying you should be very careful not to say it. Okay, now, so basically, there's a Shiluv between Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph and Dalet and Nun and Yud. When you connect them together, it starts with the Yud and ends with the Yud. Now we're going to see that now, okay? Shehu Yud Basov. So that means Yud Kei Vav Kei is Yud at the beginning. Adni is Yud at the end. So Yud Kei Vav Kei is the concept of potential, the first Yud. And then the Adni, the Yud at the end, is the last Yud, actualization. B'chinat Sof Ma'ashe, B'chinat Po'al, actualization. B'tchilat Shnei Yudin Elu, Hamdit Kashin Yachad. At the beginning, these two yudim are connected. As we said, at the beginning, before, at a certain madriga, the actualization is united with the potential. The planning stage is before it comes into actualization. They ain't have del benim hanal. There's no difference in them at all. V'achar kach, keshemotziin mikoch elapol. Afterwards, when you bring it from potential to actual, hem niftachin v'nivdalin kanal. They separate and open up. And this Vav is the thing that's separating it and then disconnecting the potential from the actual in order for the actualization to come down. Patach, which is that's what's called a patach, because patach is opening. It's connecting and opening to each other. It's making room for actualization. This that you're separating these two yurin. Shem bechinat koch vepoel, which is the concept of potential and actual, as we were saying. V'zot vav shebetocha aleph, this vav that's inside of the aleph. Hu b'chinat vav otiyot sheyesh bein shnei yonin shel shnei shemot kanal. Okay, so this vav represents these six letters that are in between. So you have yud kei vav kei, and then aleph, and then dalet, and then nun, and then yud. So if you take the yud at the beginning, yud at the end, the six letters in between, which represents this vav, which is the line, is the patach in between. Okay? Ki yesh shalosh otiyot etzel yod shalosh shema etzim b'chinat tzchidat ha-machshava. So the first yod is yod kei vav kei. So the kei vav kei is the in between for the higher realm. V'chein yesh shalosh otiyot shel yod shel shema kinoi. And then you have the three letters, which is aleph, dalet, and nun, which is the first three letters of the actualization of the last yod. Okay, which is the sof maaseh. Ki b'chol davar sh'olam yesh shalosh b'chinos. In everything in the world, you have three things. Shem makom tzirizman. Okay, so what are these three things? We have space, formation, and time. So you have that in a potential form, you have an actualized form, which is the three letters above, the three letters below. Shem b'chinos shalosh otiyot hanal. Okay, so space, form, and time. Okay. Like when we, for example, we brought before, when a person wants to build a house, and say, where am I going to build it? When am I going to build it? Is it zero? And how this house will be formed? And everything in the world, in order to actualize something from its potential state, you need these three qualities: space, time, and form. Okay. Which could be Olam Shana Nefesh. I think it's connected to that. The Sefer Yetzirah, the Chora. It's from that. V'chein achar kach b'sof ha'mais. So too in the... So that's in the stage of the planning. And so too when you actually do it. Yesh gam ken shosh b'chein etanol. You have these three things, which is space, form, and time. V'zeh b'chinat shosh otiyot shesh etzel yud barosh. And those are the three letters after the first yud, which is the beginning of thought. And that's also the three letters before the last yod, which is the action, the actualization part of it. Shem b'chinat vav, and that's the vav that's between the two yods. Okay? And these two things represent the two ruchot, the two spirits that we're talking about above, which is the spirit above and the spirit below, which is koach and poel. Okay, so I'm going to pause it here on the beginning of the next page. Continue tomorrow.